Invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1657, Peninsula at Long Neck LLC.
This is an application to modify condition number 10 imposed on ordinance number 1573. For change of zone number 1475, the application of Ribera Odyssey LLC for the Peninsula, a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community, to extend the time to construct and open for use the golf clubhouse and nature center facilities. Gentlemen,
we can do that back in the vote.
I pass down. We received a couple agency comments on this application. Also received some emails and in support. Also received a letter of pressing concerns or opposition to a time extension for this facility. First thing that I would reference would be the Sussex County Engineering Department. Advised on July 2nd, or comments received on July 2nd of 2008 in the form of a memorandum in reference to this application to modify the conditions of approval number 10. The site is located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. There are no system connection charge credits for the project. The current system connection charge rate is $3,252 per EDU. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking amendment will be required. It advised that sanitary sewer is supplied by the county, that the county engineering department has no objections to the proposed date change, and that a concept plan is not required. I also received comments from an informed memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. It is our typical comments. I don't think we need to read those into the record since they are referencing the site in general and not referencing a specific issue of a condition. Today I received, I believe, 22 emails today and yesterday. And if I will, I'll just read, and they're all in support of a time extension for this application, and the basis of their comments or the economics of the project and the economics on the could be issues that relate to the homeowners within the project if they had to take over the facility for some unknown reason. We received a letter from Roger E. Zuckerman. And if I say anybody's name wrong, I apologize. Bruce Goldstein, both of Zuckerman Spader, LLP. A letter from David Cantor, attorney from Chevy Chase, Maryland, an owner within the project. John T. Stovall. Joseph Tropiano and Stan Jensen, Doug and Terry Pauls, Stephen G. Friedman, Robert and Jacqueline Krause, I'm going to spell this one because I'm not even going to try it, first name D-I-E-P and the last name is L-A-V-U. In support. John and Susan G. Neil Mayer. Jerry and Ann Norton. Rhoda Sherman. Betsy and David Bruning. John W. Stroka. Nancy and Jim Pierce. Charles Smizer, or Smesler, excuse me. Ken Truitt. Merrill Cohen. Bruce Vinnick. Jack and Alice Lynette. Isabel O'Donnell and Ian Hume. All basic letters, and I'll pass them down. I didn't make a copy, so I just received the last one at 4:12 or something of that nature this afternoon. I also received a letter from the Abbott Law Firm from Richard L. Abbott, attorney on behalf of Dennis and Mr. and Mrs. Dennis Silicato, in opposition and requesting that the clubhouse be constructed, since it was a condition of the approval. I'll pass down a copy of that, and that's my original. I will need that back. Also received a letter from Dennis Baxter, current resident of the peninsula, would question. If the request is to extend the time to construct and open the golf clubhouse and nature center facilities are granted, questioning if they will be in violation of the Full Disclosure Act of the Housing and Community Development Act, being and referencing Title 14 of the Interstate Land Sales Full Disclosure Act, Section 1404. That's a question we would have to address through legal counsel. And I provided Mr. Robertson with a copy of that letter. And I believe that's all I have, gentlemen. Oh, we did, just for information, to make sure we didn't miss anybody. We went to data processing and asked them to run addressing and labels and for everyone within the Peninsula Project, since it affects those residents, whether they be landowners or condo owners or unit owners, whichever. And we sent out a rather large list of notices, and I have a printout for all those that were sent.
That's all right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Fuquay?
Did you want to ask?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Once again, anyone here with an interest in this project this evening? Okay, you will be afforded the chance to speak later on. You may wish to move up. You can hear a little bit better, see a little bit better. But that's up to you. All right, sir, go ahead.
Again, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney at Georgetown. I am representing the peninsula at Long Neck, and for your benefit, and more importantly, I think for the benefit of the folks who are here on other applications, I'm going to be very brief compared to that first presentation. This is a request to modify an existing condition on an approved RPC. You gentlemen will remember that we appeared before you several months ago informally requesting a modification. There were some objections raised at that time that wasn't the correct process. So we did go back and formally file an amendment to the RPC that results in public hearings before you and the county council, basically requesting the similar application. This is a request for a modification of condition number 10 of the original approval of the peninsula, which was an MRRPC application. The peninsula is approved as a 1,404 mixed residential use development with extensive recreation facilities and an 18-hole championship golf course. The development was actually approved back in November of 2002. That approval from the county council was subject to 21 conditions, and as I stated, we are requesting modification of condition number 10. For the benefit of everyone here, condition number 10 reads, recreational facilities, namely tennis courts, swimming pool, community buildings, pathways, trails, and beaches, shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years from the issuance of the first building permit. I do want to stress to you that what we are requesting is a modification of that condition to extend the time for construction of the golf clubhouse and the nature center to a period of time when there's so many units sold. We are not requesting deletion or changes to the requirement that those things be completed. So this is not asking it to be relieved of that, merely to extend the time. And in focusing on the specifics of our request, first of all, as was intended by this condition, and as was intended by the peninsula, extensive recreation facilities and uses basically were planned and have been constructed. They've been completed, and they are being used by residents of the peninsula and their guests at the present time. And as I said, these are pretty significant and substantial recreation amenities. They include, at this time, an athletic center, which has an aerobic room. There's an indoor pool and a spa. There's a youth activity room. There's a fitness center. There's men's and women's massage and locker rooms and men's and women's showers and saunas. There's a racket club with 8 tennis courts and a snack bar and a basketball court. There's an aquatic center, which has an outdoor pool and 2 spas, and a beach with a wave lagoon, one of those beaches that actually has a wave machine that makes small waves that comes up on the beach. There's fishing pier, boardwalks, a water taxi pier. There's a bay beach, which, again, is a separate beach that's right on the bay. And there's community and nature trails throughout the development. There's an area that's called Lakeside Village, and that's a small commercial-type area that has a post office. It has a restaurant there called the Terrace Grill Restaurant, and it has a golf shop. And then, of course, the actual center and core of the development is a really spectacular 18-hole Jack Nicklaus signature golf course. So those items that I just mentioned, they're all completed, they're all in place, they're all being used by the residents. And the golf shop there, you know, just so you understand, what hasn't been built yet is the golf clubhouse and the nature center. The nature center is planned as an educational type facility, which would be down near the bay. And then, of course, the golf clubhouse is a larger clubhouse that would have the golf shop as well as a meeting area located there. There is a golf shop there. It's not a trailer. It's not a small temporary facility. It's actually a very attractive quality store. I know the county's been down there and has inspected and knows what's down there. You gentlemen are all welcome to come down if you want to see the facilities. I know this is not within the 10 days. I do have pictures of the facilities that I just mentioned there. This isn't technical information.
Their pictures are fine.
It's merely to show you. There are pictures of what already exists.
Yeah, right out there and see it. I think we can look at a picture of it.
Are these all? Okay, it's one set. I'm sorry. I thought they were.
Hey, it's just one set. Okay. Yeah, just one set of different pictures. Now, there's basically two. I didn't say take your golf clubs if you go down to look. I did not say that. There's basically two main reasons for this request. And not being smart, the first reason is economic, and the second reason is also economic. And, gentlemen, I'm going to assume that I don't have to go into a lot of detail and that everyone would acknowledge that we are in a significant economic slowdown in this county, in this state, in this country at this time, if not in an actual recession. That economic condition has been led by and probably caused by a downturn in the residential housing market and in the mortgage financing markets. I suspect that this housing downturn is probably the most severe that I've seen since I became a lawyer in the 70s, because I don't remember anything like it.
What did you do before you were a lawyer?
I went to school.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I think this economic downturn, not only is it a fact, but it's also not over. And I'm just going to suggest that you gentlemen personally know from your own businesses what I'm talking about. Now, that's the state of things in 2008. And unfortunately, it's not good, but that's the way it is. And going back to 2002, when this application was approved, and I did do this application, so I was involved in this. When Peninsula was approved, the projections were far different, and it was a different world in 2002, much different than the reality of today. And I'll give you a concrete example. The conditions that we're here talking about tonight, there's another condition that was placed on approval of the Peninsula, and that was condition number two. And what that condition said was that residential certificates of occupancy shall not exceed 300 per year. So the Peninsula, when this started, it was capped that they couldn't basically get certificates of occupancy of more than 300 units per year. Construction started approximately in 2004, so they're very well based on that anticipation. There would be 1,200 to 1,300 units built today if we lived up to that limitation. Now, in reality, today, there's approximately 400 units that basically have been completed and sold in the Peninsula. So it's roughly about a third of what the expectations were back when this thing was born in 2002. And the reality of it is that in the current economic circumstances, and particularly with the fact that these facilities are not really needed at this time based on the number of people that have homes there. Also, the sales have not occurred to create sufficient levels of funding to continue to build the improvements that are to be built. It's just plain difficult to finance and to complete these things at this time, particularly when, as I said, they're not needed. I mentioned, obviously, we're looking for economic relief here, and I do want to state that the facilities that I showed pictures of and the things that I read, those facilities were very expensive. I mean, these were improvements that were done to that site for all of those recreational amenities and the golf course to the cost of approximately $40 million. So, I mean, there are very extensive and significant recreational improvements that are done. Now, that economic impact is obviously to the developer and the ability to even complete these things at this time. The second reason and the second economic impact is actually to the Peninsula residents. Now, the fact is that when these facilities are completed, there will be an increasing responsibility on the owners to pay the expense of operation and maintenance. The developer builds it, but ultimately the homeowners are the ones that have to maintain it and actually operate this. Now, if you spread that expense over enough owners, it's an acceptable expense, and it's what's really anticipated. So if you spread that over 1,200 or 1,300 owners, it's fine. If you spread it over too few owners, it becomes a real burden. Now, over the last year or two, the developer has discussed this with many of the owners. Last November, there was an HOA meeting held at the Peninsula. It was discussed at that meeting, and it was explained to people that not only was there difficulty in constructing it, but it would be difficulty in maintaining it for the homeowners. And it was certainly the developer's opinion that the facilities, based on the residents, were not needed or appropriate at this time, that there would be another day in the future when it should occur. And rather than argue that point any further, Mr. Lank mentioned, I don't know how many there are, but approximately 22 emails and letters that were sent to Mr. Lank in support of our requested modification. Those letters, it's not a form letter. Those are all letters written from different people, and I think they very clearly and articulately state the position that I'm trying to present to you right now from the actual owners. They recognize the expense that would occur. They recognize the burden, and they recognize that they have a beautiful development, that it's in the best interest to postpone things at this time based on the current economic conditions. So I would refer you to those emails and letters to take a look at rather than go into any more detail about that. Now, at the prior time that we met here on the request, before we withdrew that and refiled this, Mr. Silicata, who is a property owner at the peninsula, has a home there. He had expressed his concern and opposition, and basically, of course, he's an owner, and he certainly has the right to express his opinion, certainly more so than I, since he does own something there. And he would like to see the facility built at the present time. And I'd stress to you that my client, you know, Peninsula, would like to see it built now also. And I know the other owners, who even the owners who are supporting us, would like to see it built now also, but only if it was feasible from an economic and practical point of view. And really what we're here pleading with you is that it just is not feasible at this time. What we believe would be appropriate and feasible, and we think not that great a burden or far from what the condition that was approved, is a modification to that condition that basically would provide that the golf clubhouse construction commence when 500 golf club memberships have been attained, and the nature centers would start upon completion of the clubhouse. Now, as I mentioned, there are approximately 400 homes that have been sold there. It's approximately 400 members, and we're talking about another 100 or approximately a 20% increase in the number of people to get to the point where construction could start. The construction, as I recall from the documents, the anticipated construction of the site for this clubhouse would be about 18 to 20 months, something in that range. And then, as I said, the Nature Center would start after that. What I'm proposing is that condition 10 be modified. It would stay exactly the way it is, and this would be added to it. Right now, it requires everything to be built within 2 years. It would say that except that the golf clubhouse shall commence construction when 500 golf club memberships have been attained, and the Nature Center shall commence upon construction. Will commence construction upon completion of the golf clubhouse. We think that that would be a fair and reasonable and in the best interest of not only my client, the developer, but also the owners there. I do think, in conclusion, I think this is important. This condition we're talking about, condition number 10, completion within 2 years, where did this come from? Well, what you'll find, and I'll submit again, I didn't submit these before, but these are public records in the Planning and Zoning Office. The approval of the development was from the Sussex County Council, obviously. And that condition, of course, was contained in the Sussex County Ordinance that approved the peninsula. And that was condition number 10, as I stated. And that condition was identical to a condition that came from the Planning and Zoning Commission. In your recommendation to the council to approve this RPC, you recommended this condition. So it really came from the Planning and Zoning Commission. It's where it originated from. And if you go to the Planning and Zoning Commission minutes, and these would be the minutes of August 22nd, 2002, you will also see in the minutes that it states the commission found that Mr. Fuqua submitted and summarized proposed conditions. And then it lists the conditions that I summarized and submitted. And one of those conditions, number 6, stated recreational, namely tennis court, swimming pool, community buildings, shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. So to really find the source of this condition, it basically came back to me. I was the one that originally submitted this to you as being acceptable. So,
sir, are you doing this for free tonight, Mr. Fuqua, or?
Probably.
It depends, huh? Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Now, I do want to explain. Back in 2002, and as you gentlemen know, with conditions, there's a certain evolutionary process we go through. You know, month to month, year to year.
There is.
Well, in 2002, that had kind of become the standard condition, that things must be completed within 2 years. And that was pretty much what we were submitting and what you were approving. In hindsight, which as you know is always great, in hindsight, of course, most of those developments we were doing, but you know, were smaller developments, 150 lots, 200 lots, 220 lots. and to complete those things for something like that within 2 years was very feasible. But on a much larger project, and this is a 1,404-unit project, it's different because you're not going to sell that many units out in that quick a period of time. The only comparable I can give you to the peninsula, and it is a good comparable, is Americana Bayside, because there you had a 1,700-unit development with, again, a championship golf course. Very similar type project, same, higher-end quality project. And on Americana Bayside, which embarrassingly I also did.
That had crossed my mind. Yeah.
The condition on Americana Bayside, again, very similar to this, was that recreational facilities, golf, tennis courts, swimming pools, etc., shall be constructed to coincide with construction phases scheduled and subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. So on that one, we actually tied it into as the number of units, as we came in with phases and the number of units, we'd have to come in with recreational facilities to keep pace with the actual residential development. And why I didn't do that on the peninsula, I can't tell you other than I think we were caught up in the exuberance of the time. And it certainly was the intention to do everything within 2 years. As I said, I know Mr. Silicata had raised objections to it. I respect his position. We feel that, again, I'd like to refer you to the emails that were submitted. I'd like you to consider the reality of today. And we're looking for a recommendation that the condition be modified as I requested. I do want to submit, again, to Mr. Lang, just the minutes that I mentioned to your minutes, the county council decision on the peninsula and the county council decision on Americana Bayside. And that does conclude my presentation, unless you have any further questions.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. First, I would just like to advise the public, if you're kind of coming in halfway into this, this request was made of us some time ago. The commission takes such matters very seriously because our concern, as I'm sure many of you would be concerned, is if folks were told something was going to happen, and now we're being asked to change that, we wanted to make sure that everyone had the opportunity to speak to that issue, which is why we're having this public hearing this evening. So it is a serious matter, and we take it seriously. And that being said, we'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fuqua, in the beginning of your presentation, you talked about there was about 400 units that have been sold. Out of a total of ordinances.
Yeah.
I know you haven't done this very many times, but you know, generally we
I'm getting my voice.
I understand. I didn't mean to rattle you earlier. Go ahead.
About 400, approximately 400 have been sold.
And how many approved units are there?
1,404.
1,404. Okay. And one of the central themes I've noticed as I've poured over the emails that we've received this evening was that a lot of concern has to do with the possibility of increase in the homeowners association dues if this clubhouse is built. Now, currently, how are the homeowners association dues assessed? Are they assessed on the units sold, or are they assessed on the total number of units available?
They're assessed on the units sold, but the developer makes a voluntary contribution to basically maintain them at a reasonable level.
So the 400 residents are basically responsible for the cost of the homeowners association, and the developer who has
subsidized by the developer's contribution.
Okay, but does the developer have his 1,000 votes versus the 400 votes that have been sold, or is it?
Yeah. Larry, come on up. This is Larry Goldstein. Larry, if you can just identify yourself for the.
My name is Larry Goldstein. I'm with Peninsula at Long Neck. I've read some of the emails. I think I was copied on most of them, and I'm not sure it said HOA, but the golf course is a private country club. the homeowners association has no relationship to the golf course. The golf course is owned currently by the developer. You have to be a member of the country club, which includes the golf course, if you live there. You can only belong to it if you live there. Currently, it is costing the developer $3 million a year shortfall to operate the club as it is today. The club is the golf course, the grill, the golf shop, and all the athletic facilities that are there. Normally in a community, the athletic facilities or the pools would be within an association, but here it's part of the golf and country club. So there are assessments to the members. They pay dues that vary between $100 and $350 based upon the type of membership you have. But that no, and that plus the income from food or other fees in no way covers the shortfall or the expense, I should say, of operating the facility. If we were to build the clubhouse, we would be probably having an additional $2 million in shortfall. So we would be out of pocket $5 million a year. I don't think that we would absorb all of that, or perhaps any of that. I mean, we'd have to decide and look at that. Because at some point, the members would have to absorb some of that additional expense, and I think that's what they're referring to when they say additional expenses.
So when, if I understand you correctly, when someone buys a lot or a unit at the peninsula, they automatically have to join the...
They're required to join.
Required to join the club.
You get, as part of your purchase, what's called a social membership. The social membership provides you access to the pools and the grill. It does not provide you access to the golf course or the tennis courts. Then there are two additional, and that is currently has a value of $7,500. That's included in your purchase. We then have a sports membership, which has limits on the golf, which right now, given that there's only 400 members, you can pretty much play golf anytime you want. And then we have a full golf membership. And you can use the $7,500 as a credit towards the membership deposits of a sport or a golf member.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How many golf members do you have now?
Approximately 60. Most of the people are sport members, mm-hmm. because, and the difference basically is in a full golf membership, your green fees are included because you're paying a higher dues. In a sport membership, you pay your green fees. So a lot of people figure out, well, how many times am I going to play per year? And since the membership deposit is substantially less to be a sport, and there is really no issue with obtaining a tee time, most people have opt for that sport membership in anticipation they'll upgrade when it gets to be busier. We had a record day over Memorial. We had 127 rounds.
I don't mean to be walking on you, but I'm kind of going someplace with this, if you'll just ride
keep
with me
walking
for a second. Okay. Your proposed modification says that except that the golf clubhouse shall commence when 500 golf club memberships have been attained, not home sales of 500, but 500 golf club memberships.
I might have misworded that with
are
golf
you,
club. I mean,
are,
what is it called? Club membership?
It's a club membership.
Yeah.
But there's a delay in sales from sales through construction till there's a member.
Right.
And that
I understand
could be
that.
Normally, you know, 6 to 9 months.
But I guess my question is, if there are we differentiating between golf members?
Any member.
Any member.
Any of the three categories.
Okay, that's something, some wording would have to be addressed.
And every, as I said, Mr. Goldstein said, every purchaser is a member.
Okay, and that, well, the only reason I raise the issue is because there seemed to be a differentiation between a member and a golf member, and your condition says golf
member. That was my terminology.
And if there were only 60 today, and we were going to wait till there was 500, that would be an issue. But I just want to make sure that we understand.
And it was certainly my intent to say there's 400 today and 500 is a goal.
And you like to wait till there's 500. That's what we're doing?
Correct.
Okay.
And when we started the process, it was, I think, less than 350 members.
Yes.
Talking about going back to when we notified everybody.
Yep.
Mr. Wheeler, can I follow up on that?
You may.
Because I have a question about that, just to follow up with that. The examples Mr. Fuqua gave were certificates of occupancy. I know at one point they even talked about building permits as a trigger, or there was a calendar period of time. You know, all things that planning and zoning, though, could track. How do you propose that planning and zoning is going to be able to track membership, since that's not a zoning issue or something that comes through the county's office?
Well, I mean, we can give you a monthly accounting of how many memberships there are, how many sales there are.
I would suggest
actually, you'd know from COs, really.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Can't you do it with a CO?
Yeah.
Not a building permit, because the CO is not issued until you're done. Cool. If you wanted to do it that way,
you could tie it to COs. I mean,
it would all be approximately the same.
That made it, you know, easier for the county to track.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, following along the same line that the walk you took.
Okay.
Someone can buy a unit or property but not build on it for a time period, or is there a time requirement that they have to start building?
The 1,400 units are approximately equally divided between lots for sale to build a custom home, your normal condos, three-story buildings, and then we have townhouses and villas, both of which are also condos. So the only thing really that somebody could buy and wait on would be to buy a lot. There's no time restriction on a lot. But when you buy your lot, you must join the club. So we do have people who own lots but have not yet started.
They won't have COs.
Okay. You know, you're...
okay, here we go.
You know, but you could have somebody who's sitting on a lot.
That's a good point. Well, we're going to have to come up with something if we, in fact, decide to do this. But I want to hear what the
problem is. Well, we could provide a report. I mean, that wouldn't be a problem.
There's a way to do it. We'll figure it out.
And, Mr. Lang, do we know when the first building permit was issued, residential building permit?
We know. I don't have a record of that date, but we have the record.
Probably in 2004.
2004.
We only broke ground for the golf course in November of 2003. So I can't. And our first residents moved in August of 2005, and the course opened in April of 2006. And the other facilities that are there opened in various times between April of 2006 and May of 2007.
We had a difficulty trying to establish that actual date of the first permit because there's so many phases, and the original site was under one tax map parcel number, and then all of a sudden we had 800 or 900 parcel numbers, and the rest of them are condo, townhouse, or villas. So.
If the first delivery was August of 2005, you know, I would back off 6 to 9 months probably from a building permit. I mean, but I'm just guesstimating.
And if we were willing to look at this favorably, in addition to setting a number of memberships, what's the feeling about a time frame? So that if sales continue to languish, or you know, you're right at the 450 mark, and now we're talking 3 or 4 years from now, what are we talking about? Are we talking within another 2 years, or are we talking?
I wish we could answer that.
Okay.
I think, obviously, if you put a time limit on it, I mean, we always have the option of coming back here. We don't know what's going to happen, obviously. But, again, there's been this has moved about 50 units since we first started talking about it, so it's not, we don't think it's an insurmountable amount of time, but again, with this housing market right now, I wouldn't want to predict anything.
Okay.
But it could be a number with a time limit at the same time, whichever comes first.
Whichever comes first.
Yeah, and, you know.
And once you start construction of the clubhouse, what would be the construction time frame?
I'm told it would, given the type of building we've been talking about, somewhere between 12 and 18 months.
The clubhouse that you're talking about is the clubhouse you've been presenting to your...
We have not presented any plan. We have not presented any plans to the buyers on the clubhouse.
No, that's why I was asking the question.
Yeah. We've been talking in square footage range of plus or minus 30,000 square feet, but there hasn't been any release of plans.
Location proposed?
The location, yes. The location is visibly marked. The actual driveway is there, and I'm glad I didn't present plans to the homeowners, because the first building would have ended up being so big or designed in such a way it would have ended up on the driving range, so we've had to go back and reconfigure it. So,
and if I recall correctly from our previous meeting that we had on this, there was a talk of perhaps a performance bond.
There was, Mr. Silicata raised that.
Okay, I didn't know who the source of.
Yeah,
that would be very difficult to get today in today's financial world from a bank.
I have no further questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
Back to the number, because I just got confused. I just thought, wait, are we talking about 100 memberships or 300?
Approximately 100 right now.
And do the condos or the townhouses follow the same membership rules as the as
yes.
lots? There's no differentiation. If
no.
It's a unit sold.
Everyone becomes a member. Okay. Social member, you can upgrade.
The clubhouse is a square footage on the approved plan, though, correct?
There was a footprint, but I don't know. I think it was, there was never any specific size, I don't believe. I don't remember.
If you'll notice in that condition, it wasn't even mentioned specifically in that condition because it wasn't.
We've had this debate. And, you know, not to debate anything, but I said to Jim when this issue arose, I said, I don't think I'd ever covered the clubhouse. Actually, when I sat here that night and going through the approvals, I never believed that that condition was addressing a clubhouse, because I think I probably would have raised an objection to my attorney at that point, but that's history and whatever. And I'm not here to debate it. I'm just saying.
That. Yeah. It was stated broadly and all that.
Right. We stated community buildings.
We can. Right. Well, we'll deal with that. So, no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
I just want to make sure I understand one thing. At some point when the developer, whoever that is out of this picture, is the clubhouse going to be an obligation of the HOA or the private corporation?
We're what's called a non-equity club. In other words, when you join, you put up a deposit as opposed to a membership fee or a bond. We have the right, and it states so in our documents, that at a certain point, we have the right to offer to the members the ownership of the club, which at that point becomes what's known as an equity club. The members would then at that point be, if they voted so to buy the club, to pay an additional fee to buy the club. And it's basically 50% of what the deposit that they paid at the time would be. But believe me, it's not a profit. It wouldn't be a profit. It's more to cover taxes.
Up until that decision point, the clubhouse would be part of the private corporation.
Correct.
Not part of
the home. Right. It would be owned by the developer, as well as the golf course and the pools and all the other facilities.
They'd still benefit by it, but they wouldn't have a direct interest in it.
It would be very similar to I guess Rehoboth Country Club is a private club, and the members pay fees and dues or whatever.
Unlike a smaller development in the peninsula, everyone pays fees to the Peninsula Association, which maintains the entrances and the roadways and general areas.
Common areas.
And then you have different villages, different sections, condo sections. There's a condo association here. There's one over there. They take care of their own sections. And then, again, this club is different, and it takes care of all the recreational things. So it's a little bit different than the normal setup.
Mr. Burton, you had a question?
I have one more. You're 20 months building the clubhouse.
I think that's long, but yeah.
What is the timeline on the Nature Center?
The Nature Center is a much smaller building. I suspect that would be built within 6-7 months. It's a lot of decking, an outdoor fire pit, and more of a camp type of outdoor kind of building, as opposed to it probably won't even be heated or air conditioned. It's more of an environmental type of building to hold environmental studies and activities like that for
educational activities and things of that nature. Probably geared more toward children and things, that type of experience.
And so you would move from clubhouse immediately into.
Yeah, I was just proposing that would be built after the clubhouse was finished.
Okay, that's all.
Is that it? Okay, council.
No questions.
I just have one, or maybe two. Looking at the pictures and with having seen the plans before and so on, what is going to be in this clubhouse that isn't already there?
I mean, basically, it'll be a typical golf clubhouse. The lower level is
cart storage.
The golf shop, which, as you can see from the photos, is pretty substantial now, will be moved from the Lakeside Village into the clubhouse. The clubhouse will also have men's and women's locker rooms and lounge. And then the upstairs will have, similar to Baywood, will have a bar, grill, and dining room, basically.
And are there any other structures yet to be built, community structures yet to be built? So this is the only thing that hasn't been built.
And the Nature Center.
And the Nature Center, okay. All right, that's all we have. Gentlemen, we appreciate it. You would just take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1475? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Thank you. My name is John Kerpjewit. For the record, it's K-U-R-P-J-U-W-E-I-T.
I'm sure I won't remember that. But
thank you.
Tape's got it.
Try that again.
But it's on the tape. So.
Slow that down a second.
Slow it down a little. I'm trying to keep it.
K-U-R-P-J-U-W-E-I-T. W-E-I-T.
Thank you.
My wife and I are residents of the peninsula. Mm-hmm. We made that our permanent home in November of 06, and we love it there. I had this long list of things to tell you about, how all the amenities, but that's already been done, so I'm not going to do it again.
Thank you.
I will tell you that we travel whenever we can, but we always love coming home. We love the peninsula, and we've learned to love Sussex County. This is the greatest place to live. We're not missing anything there. We can wait a little bit longer for a clubhouse that adds a restaurant. We've had visitors and taken them around the community. They don't know that they can't imagine anything that we might be missing. One of the things that was pointed out, and one of the things we are concerned with, is the economic impact on us as residents there. We're retired. We know that once that clubhouse is built, that someone is going to have to pay to maintain it, and we're certainly willing to pay our share with everything else, but we'd certainly rather be paying a share among 1,300 or 1,400 people rather than around 350 people. So.
Would say so.
Okay. So thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? For anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1475. Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning.